You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast, WILK News Radio.
Great, good morning, everyone. My Bicardo Jewelers watch tells me it's 10:08 a.m. here in the Great Northeast. This beautiful Thursday, October 16, 2025. This is the Bob Cordaro Show. I am he, and it's a big day to fight for America, defend our values. And with the help of our man, John Basiliga, and Basiliga Hospitality, to honor the brave who have made us and kept us free. People like veterans we've lost this year, but celebrate today, like Stanley Novakowski, Miners Mills section of Wilkes-Barre, Conrad Plodwick, Natick, and John Starr Kelly, my pal, Dunmore. So with history, our great founding fathers, and the incomparable Constitution of the United States of America as our guides, let us continue today's battle. Gaveling back to order this meeting of the Club for Common Sense, promising you that we are committed to common sense and therefore will provide a sanctuary of sanity for all of you in in a world where the lunatic mayor of Scranton is going to spend $30 million for bike lanes and stop signs. Woo! it's overwhelming. Well, let's digress from that and other political subjects for a little bit. Brian Kincaid, he's an attorney who wrote a book. We've talked to him before, but it bears repeating. The book is called Murder in Old Forge. Tonight he's going to be at an event at the Taylor Library. And that event's going to include five Old Forge volunteer firefighters who discovered the bodies of the Ziemba children back in 1981. Riveting book, truly. Brian Kincaid, welcome back to the Bob Cordaro Show. How are you?
Good morning, Bob. How are you doing out there?
We're doing great. Brian, let's set the give the setting for those who may not be familiar with the event or the book. Start from square one. Tell us what it's about.
Well, start at square one. We go all the way back to July 26, 1981, in Old Forge, not far off of Maine, down Drake's Lane a little, and the Ziembas live. And their two children, 8-year-old Cheryl, 4-year-old Christopher, are playing in the backyard. And, you know, people a context, I always call, you know, having grown up in the 70s, in the 80s, early 80s were an extension of it, that you were allowed to run out and play.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't supervised 24/7. It was a different era. And the children went into the neighborhood and disappeared. Really, the sum of all fears for parents. By 4 o'clock, so this is about 4 o'clock, about 4:30, 5 o'clock, parents start looking for the children. They start calling family in. Nobody could find the kids. Gets a little later, by 5:30, 6 o'clock, Old Forge police are coming involved. Fire department, the various volunteer hoses in Old Forge were called in. By about 9 o'clock at night, you have roughly 1,000 people looking for these kids. Says something about the spirit of Old Forge then, probably
mm-hmm.
now.
Mm-hmm.
People were out looking for somebody else's children. You know, that, you know, just tugs at the heart. It's sum of all fears for parents. Your children have just disappeared into thin air. And all night the search goes on. And that next day, early that next morning, the Lesotos, I think it was Frank and Diane, husband and wife, the search had been called off and was going to start again at 7 in the morning. They couldn't sleep based on all that happened. They went out looking. And on a little coal column hill, right near the children's house off of Drake's Lane on Hard Street, most of it's gone now, been dug up, housing development, they find children's sandals, the sandals of Cheryl, and they find a little shower flip-flop of Christopher. Now there's no doubt something happened to the children, and they find a piece of carpet with blood on it, some gore on it. So the state police are now involved. And people start picking up on that. The press starts picking up on that. Mike Jordan, who headed the major crimes unit from the Dunmore Barracks, is down there. And the state police are trying to keep the situation in control. Don't want people to speculate. And Kitch Loftus, they used to call her the radio girl in Scranton.
Mm-hmm.
You know, look, she knew. She knew. She had experience. She looked him dead in the eye and said, "Don't you lie to me, Mike Jordan. Your job is about murder, not lost children." Whole rest of the day goes on. No sign of the kids. Ernie Preate, the district attorney at the time, who subsequently prosecuted this case, is down there. And he orders basically a shoulder-to-shoulder search of almost all of Old Forge, particularly the Connell's Patch neighborhood. And they're certain something's happened to the kids. They're certain that it happened down at Old Forge. But you get to the Tuesday, the 28th, and a number of Old Forge volunteer firefighters, Frank Janelle, who was 17 at the time, Stanley Zatolvitz, Mike Nelvanko, Ed Orzlak, Rich Besicon, say, "We want to go look up the mountain. Go look at the strip mining pits up above Connell Street." And the state police say, "You can do what you want, but you're not going to find anything up there." And sure enough, they go to the second strip mining pit coming down. And 17-year-old Frank Janelle looks down and he finds the bodies of the Ziemba children.
Mm.
And with those bodies is a very important clue. There is a piece of white shag carpet that's cut out in the shape of a dashboard. And the police, Mike Jordan, has them make a template. There's another piece of blue carpet with them as well. They bring it over to the Naples Auto Yard, and what kind of car does this fit? And you got to remember, cars the 70s, early 80s weren't nearly as nice as they are now. And a lot of people did little things to customize them. And one of the things people would do is put carpet on the dashboard. So you have this carpet in the shape of a dashboard. And DeNaples says this come from a 1971 Plymouth Cricket. And it's a fairly unusual car. I think it was a foreign import under, under American nameplate. And you look, and there it is sitting in the driveway of the Elizio family, 71 Plymouth Cricket, painted white. And that starts leading suspicions to Joey Elizio. As people in the neighborhood are asked about it, and they say, look, that blue carpet, one of the neighbors, Doreen Perpersi, and her husband, Lenny Brown, were cleaning out the house that it was actually a two-family house that the Ziembas lived in. They lived in the other half. They were the landlords. And said, we gave that blue carpet to Joey Elizio. And look at that, that white carpet, he put that on his dashboard. A number of his friends were interviewed, said, yeah, that's the carpet that Joey put on his dashboard. And the carpet was covered with blood. So more and more suspicion is coming.
And it's pre-DNA, and a lot of things, so that's not part of the checking.
Yeah, it's pre-DNA. Yeah. All they could use at the time was blood antigens, that the blood had the same antigens as Cheryl Ziemba, okay, the 8-year-old.
Brian Kincaid is our guest. He is the author of Murder in Old Forge. He'll be tonight speaking about his experiences writing this book and the horrific, horrific story that unfolds in Murder in Old Forge at the Taylor Library tonight. But continue, Brian.
And another thing that they didn't have in 1981 is very common. You didn't have Ring doorbells. You didn't have cameras on every other house. So a child disappeared from a neighborhood in 1981, unless somebody saw something directly, they were gone. There was no way to find them except for searching. There were no hints. Imagine a camera on every other house or a Ring doorbell on every other house today. The police would have gone through each one of them. They couldn't. So that was a factor in making this case, and it showed what I consider utter brilliance of Ernie Preet at the time, the DA, of piecing all this evidence together. But going back to the day that it happened, and we backtrack a little, about 5:30 in the afternoon, Joey Elizio's father wants to use the Plymouth Cricket. Now, Joey was allowed to drive that car, even though he was only 15 under driving age. And he says, you can't use it. The oil pan's busted. About 6 o'clock, a friend comes over, a fellow named Ken Komowich, comes over to borrow a tool, because the Elizio brothers were always working on cars in that house that was on the property. And friend comes over, and the first thing he sees is blood on the driveway. So this is 6 o'clock at night. Who got cut? Joey Elizio saying, I did. Turns out there were no cuts on his body, and another friend came by and saw the same thing. And this is how evidence starts getting pieced together in this case. So when you get to July 29th of 81, police had enough evidence. Ernie got search warrants. DA's office got the search warrants from the judge, the court. Then, even though there was so much press activity, word got out. Word got out in Old Forge. Something's going on down in the trailer park off of Hard Street. And before you knew it, as the police were going in, the state police execute the search warrants and bring in the Elizios for questioning. There's about 1,000 people up along Drake's Lane and on Hard Street. A very tense, ugly scene, and the state police go in. They bring Joey in for questioning. And, he says some statements. Some are self-serving, some are lies. But he says, I cleaned up the mess. I found blood up there, and I thought I might get in trouble. So I cleaned it up. And they said, what about the carpets? Oh, I threw them away in the winter. And police say, we have witnesses who say you had them up until a week or two ago. And he goes, oh, it was just a long time ago. So the police have enough to make an arrest. So they make an arrest of Joey Elizio. He gets charged, 2 counts first-degree murder, 2 counts kidnapping. And ultimately, he gets charged as an adult. And the DA's office, after a lot of soul-searching, sought the death penalty, which up until 2001, 2002, we had the death penalty for juvenile offenders in the United States and in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. In other words, if you were charged as an adult, you could be sentenced to death if that's what the statute called for the crime, unless there was a specific bar to it in the statute. And there had been, probably from the country's inception, from time of our nation's inception up until 2001, 2002, over 300 executions of juveniles. In other words, meaning people who were under the age of 18 when they committed their crime. So it wasn't a new phenomenon, but it still, even when it was occurring, was an unusual event. And it was always reserved for the worst of the cases, and that's what the case was.
Brian Kincaid, we're going to take a break now. We're going to come back. We're talking with attorney Brian Kincaid. He's the author of Murder in Old Forge. 6 o'clock tonight, he will be at the Taylor Library along with 5 Old Forge volunteer firefighters who discovered the bodies of the Ziemba children back in 1981. We'll be back. It's the Bob Cordaro Show.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a 2-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Paul McCartney Day here in on WILK, the Bob Cadaro Show. And that's in tribute. I saw him Saturday night at Coors Field. And the 81-year-old was in great form and performed for, what, 2.5 hours straight. Good stuff. Even I get commercial breaks. Well, Brian Kincaid is our guest. He's the author of a book, Murder in Old Forge. And 6 o'clock tonight, he's going to be at the Taylor Library. And 3 of the 5 Old Forge volunteer firefighters who discovered the bodies of the Ziemba children murdered by Joe Alessio are going to be there. And he's going to talk about his book, the event, the aftermath, all of that. So Brian Kincaid, the trial takes place, the prosecution. And tell us what happens there.
Well, they brought a jury up from Bucks County. Judge Walsh was the judge assigned the case. And, you know, there were interesting dynamics at the trial. Joey Alessio had probably one of the better defense attorneys in the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania at the time. Jack Breyer is his attorney, with Diane Beamer sitting second seat for the defense.
Well, buddy Jack.
That was a first-class defense team.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, poor Jack, he passed away, I believe it was 2 or 3 years ago. Then you have Ernie Priate, assisted by Larry Moran, you know, just an incredible district attorney, just with a sharp mind, still has a sharp mind. I'm stopping by his office today. He's in his mid-80s, I think 85. He's still practicing law. I'm stopping by his office to drop off a copy of the book. And so you have this dynamic. You have a jury come in from Bucks County, Pennsylvania. Now, you know, last time I was on, I think we had one or two people. They either text in or they emailed in. Oh, I know Joey Alessio is innocent. I walked to school with him. Well, you had a jury hear this trial for 4 weeks, the trial phase. And the trial was a lot. There were a lot of fireworks. Jack Breyer really put up a heck of a defense. But the weight of the evidence was such, this was only going to go one way. There were 138 exhibits, and most of them traced the evidence back to Joey Alessio. And people say, well, you know, circumstantial evidence. Circumstantial evidence has convicted most criminals in the United States up until DNA. It's circumstantial evidence is you're putting a case together. You're putting a case together on the basis of the circumstances on the evidence. But more importantly, two men testified from Avoca, Alan Hoover and Tom Skoda, on July 26th at about 1981 at about 4:45, 4:50. They're up there dumping brush, and they see this little Plymouth Cricket riding up the mountain road. And if you've ever been up there, and I've been up there a number of times, very deep ruts, very difficult for even a four-wheel drive to get up there. And they see this kid driving this car, and they recognized him. They looked at his glasses. They recognized him. And he goes down, and he goes up the mountain, comes back down 10 minutes later. They saw him. And they testified at trial. And one of the interesting things was when they came forward in the case, because they Alan Hoover liked to follow the news, and he saw it in the newspaper, and he said to Tom Skoda, I think that may be the car we saw on the mountain. This is a few days after the Elizio arrest. They tell their supervisor at work, the state police are called in, Walt Carlson goes in, I think Jerry Catano goes in, brings them to the state police barracks, and they bring them in the parking garage under there, and they bring them one at a time, and they say, this is the car we confiscated the other night. We impounded. And both of them said the same thing, because the police purposely showed them the wrong car. They said, that may be the car you brought in, but that's the car down there that we saw. Mm-hmm. So they identified the car. They identified Joey Elizio. That's pretty much as close as you got to an eyewitness. So when you bring all the exhibits in, particularly those pieces of carpet, particularly there's no doubt whatsoever that the murders occurred in that house that Joey's father was building on the property, because when they searched the house on July 29th, 1981, even though he had done a lot to clean up, he'd used gasoline, actually, to clean up. There was a heavy smell of gasoline in the house. There was still found, you know, under the molding on the floor, there was still found blood. There were still found hair strands. So while he cleaned up some, he didn't clean up entirely. Yeah. It was still visible, particularly to the police, even with the technology in 1981. Now, you get to the point where it's just Memorial Day week, 1981. Case goes to the jury, and they even had Saturday sessions in this, half-day Saturday sessions. The trial even was going on a Saturday. And there was drama in the trial between Priate and Jack Breyer. Joey Elizio wasn't conducting himself. If he was my client, I would have been very upset. I'm sure Jack was. He was giving Ernie Priate the middle finger under the table. Mike Jordan, the middle finger under the table. Ernie Priate stands. He gives his summation, which I think was about 45, 50 minutes, maybe even an hour, bringing everything, tying it all together for the jury. He walks back to his counsel table, and as he walks by defense table, Joey Elizio out loud in front of the jury just says to him, you scumbag. That jury comes back with a guilty verdict. And what does Joey Elizio do? He puts his fist up in the air and screams in the courtroom, it's party time. So then, if that isn't bad enough, you're on trial for your life and this is how you're conducting yourself. The Ziembas are hugging Ernie Priate, and they're leading Joey Elizio out of the courtroom. He turns to them and says, aren't you going to hug me? Imagine that. And then what happens in the United States and in Commonwealth of Pennsylvania during a death penalty trial, there's two phases. There's the guilt phase. He'd been found guilty to two counts first-degree murder, two counts kidnapping, which makes it an aggravating factor to seek the death penalty, the kidnapping convictions. And the jury comes back after arguments, Breyer and Priate and witnesses on the mitigating factors and the aggravating factors of this crime, and comes back with the death penalty, making Joey Elizio the youngest death row inmate in the United States at the time. So it was a trauma with a lot of drama. Yeah. There were bomb scares called in a few times. There was something unique. It doesn't happen very often, but the jury went actually to the crime scenes. They brought the jury up to see over on Drake's Lane, Children's House, over on Hard Street, the house where the murder occurred on the Elizio property. They even brought them up to the strip mines. So there was a lot that was done in this case. It was a very difficult trial. Now, you know, one thing I wanted to add that I don't think I mentioned last time, but it bugs me to this day, is after the verdict was all said and done, the Ziembas' lives are pretty much ruined. And by writing this book, my intent is not to hurt the Ziemba family in any way, but making sure that this is known about, that this case is known about. People actually called and harassed the Ziembas, the Ziemba family, the extended family in Old Forge. They would call, you know, people would call and, you know, doing children's voices. Is Chrissy home? I don't know if they're supporters of the Elizios or just misguided people, but I will say this, and, you know, whether it makes me unpopular or not, if you took part in that and you're listening, there's a special circle of hell for you, in my opinion.
Yeah.
That's way off the charts. Terrible things. I don't care how old you were, if you were a kid doing it. If you're listening right now and you harassed the Ziemba family after that trial, there's a special circle of hell for you. Certain of that.
Brian Kincaid, our guest. The book is Murder in Old Forge. He will be at Taylor Library tonight, 6 o'clock. And along with him will be three of the five Old Forge volunteer firefighters who discovered the bodies of the Ziemba children. Brian, thank you very much for coming on with us and talking about this book again. It's an important book. It's well done. It's a great read for a horrendous, horrendous story. And I thank you for writing it and for coming on today.
All right. Thank you for having me today, Bob.
All right. Brian Kincaid.
Greatly appreciate it.
We'll take a break. We'll be back with our Veterans Tribute and more.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All the Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Our veterans tribute this hour and every hour, this day and every day, brought to you by our man, John Basiliga, and his great family of companies, including, as we head of the weekend, Basiliga Hospitality. Incredible properties. And the places you want to be this weekend. Tonight, Sergey's Live. Winner of Best Nightclub, Best Live Music. They'll be open tonight. And above them at 519 Linden Street, one of the greatest restaurants anywhere, Atera 519. And its sister restaurant, Fine Dining in Wilkes-Barre, the incredible Stegmeyer Mansion. Guess what else? You got three great neighborhood bars, the Far Street Tavern, West Scranton, Queen City Tavern, Oliphant, and the Old Brook Inn, Springbrook Township up on 307. Conrad Plodwick. His obituary starts out, "Time will never change my love for Regina." October 6th, he passed away. His family says, "Time's too slow for those who wait, too short for those who rejoice, but for those who love, time is not." Born at the family homestead in Honey Pot, PA, he graduated from St. Mary's Parochial School back in 1954. He was an altar boy and did so throughout his school years. He graduated from Nanticoke High School, class of 58. Conrad Plodwick, survived by his beloved wife of 62 years, Regina, his high school sweetheart, whom he cherished and placed on a pedestal throughout their life together. He survived by his only daughter, Dawn Marie, and her husband, as well as two grandsons who brought him endless joy. Conrad worked at United Pants before enlisting in the U.S. Navy in October 1962. He served us in Vietnam aboard the USS Oxford, a communications security vessel. He held top security clearance and was honorably discharged in Washington, D.C. as Petty Officer Second Class. Highly decorated, he began his career with the Bell Telephone Company. He was a lineman, later advancing to PBX engineer. In 1984, he constructed the family home largely with his own hands. And he chose to become self-employed rather than accept an out-of-town assignment with Bell. Family always came first with Conrad. His gift for humor and a passion for genealogy, well known. To Conrad, having somewhere to go is home. Having someone to love is family. And having both is a blessing. Our veteran this hour, Conrad Plodwick, brought to you by John Basiliga and Basiliga Hospitality. From meteorologist Joe Snedeker, today sunny, breezy, cool, 56. Tonight mainly clear, down to 35. Friday mostly sunny, high 60. Saturday partly sunny, 65. Sunday, partly sunny with a chance of late day showers, 67 degrees. Somebody said, I graduated with Diane Ziemba. She passed away a few weeks ago. How sad. You would never be the same. You would never be the same. And they suffered just such an unspeakable tragedy in a town where you wouldn't expect it to happen, Old Forge. In a town that rallied around them, but then there were some sickos, as Brian Kincaid pointed out. Yeah, and the book, man, I will tell you, Murder in Old Forge, for an incredibly dark subject, and it does transport you to that day and time. And I was home, I was away at college at the time, getting into, going into junior year in college, but it happened in the summer. And then the trial occurred when I returned the following year. And it was just, man, it was scary. It was crazy. It was something that you just did not think could happen where it happened. Well, we've got a friend. And his name is Jack Moran, John Moran. He's president and CEO of Premier Facility Solutions. We've had him on the air before because this man, who's had an incredibly successful career, he's legally blind. And he's not only overcome that handicap, he's flourished because of it. And most of the people who've dealt with him for years, unless he told them, did not know that he had this severe disability. And he's with us right now. I asked him to check in. Because yesterday was White Cane Awareness Day. And he is with us now. Jack Moran, welcome back to the Bob Cadaro Show. How are you, my friend?
Very well. Welcome back to you too, Bob.
Thank you. tell us all about White Cane Awareness Day.
Okay, well, I have a research team at the Harvard School of Medicine that every year I go to for them to prod and find out why I can see, because I was born without visual receptors, cones and rods that create the image to your brain. And so they're wondering why I have any kind of sight, because it defies science. And they wrote a paper in the New England Journal of Medicine, and their peers contested the story, saying that someone without receptors could not possibly turn into a functional adult. And so they had me come back a second time to be sort of a guinea pig for these people, to show them what I've accomplished and what I do. And after about 10 minutes in the room with these folks, they were shaking their head. And they said they've never seen such a situation of this type. I defy science and the methods of medicine.
And so Jack, were they familiar with your career at the time?
No, not until they did some research.
So they must have been even more astonished.
Oh yeah, they were just the guy bowls 300 games bowling without bumpers. The guy travels on a rail trail bike at 15 miles an hour without running off the trail. He's just become so functionally cited that it just defies science. And so they said, you're the perfect person we need for a study. And you've never used a white cane, but we're going to train you how to use one. And we want you to go to 3 metropolitan areas, and we have a map of where you're going to traverse. And we're going to grade those cities on how they treat the blind trying to be mobile. And so we went to Washington, D.C. for 2 days, Philadelphia, and Boston. And it was 1 day spent traversing the city and 1 day on the transit system. So we started off in Washington, D.C. just before the troops got there to maintain order. So I was a little skeptical and nervous about that. But Washington was an incredible experience for a blind person. people stopped and they asked, can we help you navigate? Where are you heading? And where one person would get off the train, another one would say, I know where you're going. I'll help you get oriented when you get off the subway or whatever. Mm-hmm. I was at Union Station, and that was a very easy area to navigate. The streets, people would actually stop. I tried to listen for no vehicles before I proceed to cross, but as soon as they saw the white cane, everything came to a halt, and we gave Washington actually a B+ in the study. Then we went to Philadelphia, and Philadelphia was not quite as great. The SEPTA system was having difficulties with staffing. You couldn't find someone to help you navigate there. The roadways were hit or miss. It was very problematic trying to get around. And because of all the sidewalk construction going on, we gave it a poor grade because it's not mobile friendly for someone who is blind. I'll tell you, I hated being blind. For those 6 days, I was tired, and I had a body camera too to help record all the near misses and everything that was going on. And I was appalled at how hard it is to be blind. Mm. I mean, coming from me, that's kind of because I have a field of vision of about 6 to 8 feet. I see in reverse contrast. I have no definition, no facial recognition. I said, gee, I did, well, they said in my study that I did so much self-therapy long before it was ever a process of counseling. I was able to adapt, self-adaptation to a sighted world. And they say it was an incredible, remarkable outcome. But Philadelphia was a little strange, a little more difficult. And they ended up with a C in the study. And then I went to Boston. And you're familiar with the Freedom Trail. Mm-hmm. It's about a 2-mile sidewalk tour throughout Boston. And the deal was I was supposed to spend one day on the infrastructure and one day on public transportation. So I got there planning for 2 days. And about 20 minutes into my walk, I walked from the downtown area to the Freedom Trail, and I'm crossing a street on a crosswalk, and a car rips the cane out of my hand and keeps going. And what was sad about that was a transit bus and a FedEx truck ran over the cane before I could get to it and kept going. And so right away, I had to halt my study and go get more equipment. So my cane was totally destroyed. And so I got a new cane and proceeded to finish the day. But I had to cut it short because the illegal dirt bikers were taking over the streets of the areas I was walking. Oh, Lord. And so out of the interest of safety, we had to stop the study in Boston, which is one of the safest cities, according to the mayor. But anyway.
We know what she's all about. Yeah. My Lord.
So it was an incredible experience, but people have to realize that, you know, every state has a white cane law that is backed up with penalties for moving violations and points on your license. But I've never been someone who, you know, emphasizes penalty. I just think compliance was the message I wanted to get to people, was that you see someone with a white cane or a guide dog, it's unpredictable what direction they're trying to go. Yeah. And so you need to yield by law and out of respect. These people are trying to be self-independent people, and it's a very difficult job. I mean, when I look
Jack,
at
I mean, it's a scary world when you can't see. Try walking imagine. Around wherever you are with your eyes closed if you're sighted.
It's a scary thing. Was weird, yeah, I mean, exactly. You hear sounds, but you don't know where they're coming from and how fast they're going. Yeah. At the end of the Boston study, I was about 3 miles outside of Boston. and I was crossing the street, you know, wrapping up my time, and a car came flying behind me within, you know, a foot or so, and it startled me, and I didn't know. I said, oh, well, there's another crazy person in Boston. And when we ran the body camera footage, it was a police car.
Dear Lord. Jack, so, we have to go, but I thank you for bringing White Cane Awareness Day to us. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back.
WILK News Radio. This is the Bob Cordaro Show podcast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.